You can get 6 months of complimentary unlimited access to ChicagoTribune.com, courtesy of Jewel Osco. Nobody covers Chicago sports quite like they do. Sign up now at ChicagoTribune.com. It's Bill Leffin, it's Wendy Snyder, and your calls and texts at 312-981-7200. Just a quick refresher. We're talking about the Confederate flag. Everybody is well aware of Dylan Roof's story. There was a website that was uncovered over the weekend where Dylan was using it kind of as a blog site and posting pictures of himself. Many of those photographs containing the Confederate flag. We're discussing whether or not it's time to abolish that flag, if you can do such a thing. What are your thoughts?
And Marsha wants to weigh in on this. Marsha, thanks for calling.
Hi, you guys. Well, my thought is the swastika. It's part of history, but we don't allow it. We don't revere it. And put this in history, but not flying it. That's just my thought.
It's so interesting. Other people, now the swastika has come to obviously represent Nazi Germany. Prior to the Nazis using that as their symbol, it was a symbol of good luck. You can find greeting cards that were prominent right here in the United States that had the swastika on it prior to the Nazis' use of it. But yes, now that if you see that anywhere, how could you not think about the atrocities of World War II? And yet people in the South will tell you with this flag, they don't mean anything bad by it. It's just it was their heritage.
Well, I think that put it in the museum.
That's an extreme comparison, though, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think the thoughts are the same for those of us that we weren't there and we weren't raised with that. So when I see it anyway, of course, I'm a Michigan girl, and it just, to me, represents really bad history, and we don't fly it proudly at all.
But how about this, and I'm not the first person to make this comparison, during the war, if you looked at the communist China, the flag that they flew over China, communist red China, is the exact same flag they fly today. They've made no alterations to it. It's the same exact flag. So why don't we look at that flag as a negative?
Well, I guess that's communism, and we just don't honor that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you for
a lot more history than I do, you guys.
Thank you for calling in, Marsha. I appreciate it. Bill appreciates it, too.
I do.
Yeah, I don't know if it seems like one extreme, the swastika versus the Confederate flag.
And
I don't fly a Confederate flag. I fly the American flag.
Right,
so I'm
right.
not defending it. I'm right. just saying I don't know. That might be a stretch.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Certainly it's more severe.
Yeah.
But if you were an African-American person knowing, I mean, we all know what happened with slavery in this country, but you're more affected by it as an African-American, and you see that flag anywhere, isn't that their swastika to see the Confederate flag to some extent?
If they see it, it's not, you know, if they see it flying, if a black person sees it flying over someone's home, I don't think they'd go ring their doorbell.
It might be a deterrent.
You
right?
know?
Yeah.
Even worse than a no solicitor sign, which doesn't work
worse.
Anyway.
No.
I think
solicitors
don't even know what solicitor means. Joe, what do you think about this?
Hi, Wendy, Bill. My point is I don't defend that flag either, but that flag was not made for a racist or anything to do with slavery. It was the battle flag of the southern states that wanted to secede from the Union. That would just be like anybody that was trying to do the same thing would create their own flag. It had nothing to do with racism. And if we want to go a step further, people in the North owned slaves, too, until it was abolished. So I don't see why it's got to be related to that issue, but obviously people do tend to think so.
Do you think people are overanalyzing the fact, Dylan Roof's situation, if you go to his website, he's got that flag featured prominently everywhere, and he was looking at it in a very angry way, and other flags, too. It wasn't just the Confederate flag. Are we taking too hard of a look at it right now? Is that just something that's going to go away in a little bit, Joe, do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll ever go away. But the point is, that flag does not represent racism or anything to do with slavery. The people that had slaves represent all that. People in the North to this day still believe in that kind of stuff, if you really want to go to that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a flag of their battle cry, if you will, and
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you very much. We got an interesting text from a Civil War scholar.
Yeah.
The Confederate flag represents only one thing, a failed rebellion launched for only one reason, to permanently enslave human beings. Quote, Southern pride is code for racism, nothing more. And why did the South want to secede? Slavery.
Well, yeah. Right. That was the biggest factor, wasn't it? I mean, that's what the separation was between the North and the South, was the South believing that slavery was the way to be and the North saying you can't do that to people. That's history 101, right?
Yep.
That was the biggest issue.
630 says it was a battle cry. Oh, I just lost these texts come so quickly. It was a battle cry for the ideas of the South.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, see where you get the mixed emotions here?
Right. And sure, of course.
I don't know what's right. I just know that I'm going to fly my Blackhawks flag.
If it's much safer. Much safer. If you want to hold on, Kim will give you the news. We'd love to discuss this more with you. 312-981-7200. That's the call line. That's the text line. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Kim, thanks so much. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder talking about the aftermath of Dylann Roof's shooting spree at the South Carolina church and whether or not it's okay to ban the Confederate flag. There's a lot of people on both sides of the argument. Some people say that the flag represents a very, very ugly period in American history, and we should have seen the last of it. Other people say, oh, no, it doesn't represent that. It's just a way of life in the South that flag is part of the heritage. You can't ban it. We want to take your calls and your texts. I don't know if you saw this. Jeb Bush, running for president, said, I don't know if racism played a part in the South Carolina shooting, which seems a little naive, I think.
Really? He said that?
Yeah. There were several politicians. Rick Perry called it an accident the other day, by the way. He said he was talking about what a sad accident there was at the church. There wasn't an accident.
It was hate.
It's right.
There was nothing else behind it but hate.
Planned. It was, yeah. So I guess when you're a politician, you have to use slightly more flowery language, but that was not an accident. That was as premeditated could be, Rick.
Dan is on the line. Hey, Dan.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just to give you my opinion, I guess, I am a direct descendant of the McCoy family, of the Hatfields and McCoys.
Wow.
And, I mean, I did not grow up feeling that meant anything to me, and I still don't. I mean, my parents left the South in, I don't know, I think like 52 or so. I can remember my dad can remember anyway, my great-grandfather speaking to the slaves that my family owned. But it doesn't, you know, that flag, it's a part of heritage from that era. There's no question about it. And when you go down in the South, those people, there are people that it doesn't mean racism. I really don't believe that it is racism. I'm not a racist.
Yeah.
By any stretch of the imagination. But I don't know what my tie is to that. But I do feel something, a tie to it. And my parents are not of the, you know, I did not grow up in that era or that place, but I think just because of my family ties, it is a part of my life, like it or not.
But Dan, can I ask you this? If you're going to display something that you know, without any shadow of a doubt, causes some people discomfort or distress, you have to know that flying that flag or wearing it as a beach towel or a T-shirt, some people are going to look at it and go, "Ah, oh, I'm so uncomfortable seeing that."
Oh, I agree 100%.
Wouldn't you take that into account? Wouldn't you? I would hope.
Me personally, you bet I would. I mean, there are many shirts that I see, not just of that people will wear. You know, that I think that is the most disgusting thing. Or if I hear someone speaking, you know, foul language in front of an elderly person, I'm very respectful of that. And it's just like I've called strangers out on being stupid.
Yeah.
You know, but
and that seems to be the general consensus with all of our texters is, though I don't agree with it, it is our right to put whatever flag up that we want to do. That's the general consensus.
That is exactly right. Whether you agree or disagree, we live in the land of the free where you can do whatever the hell you want, as stupid as it may seem to some people.
Thank you very much, Dan.
That's the hardest part of this, is that if you're a champion of free speech, and I like to think we are, that then it comes back to bite you. You remember when the Nazis wanted to march in Skokie, and who amongst us goes, yeah, yay, a Nazi march in Skokie, but then you go, okay, but if I'm preaching freedom of speech, then you almost have to give it to them. You know?
I know. That's why I try to stay out of the whole political fire. Seriously, I try to just live my. I don't like that.
Right.
Someone has texted us also, I'm not a supporter of the South, and I think government office raising the flag is reprehensible. But the Civil War wasn't fought over slavery. We focus so much on the end of slavery because it is the one shining light in a very ugly war. The Civil War was over money and resources. The North was the manufacturing hub of the U.S., and the South had all the raw resources to feed it. That caused a huge dividing line between the governing bodies. Aside from the Southern generals, the Confederate soldiers were not slave owners, as they were far too poor. That is why many Southerners don't view it as a symbol of oppression and racism. That's interesting.
The history classes I took, we were taught that the Civil War was fought over slavery. And
I didn't pay attention in history class, no.
There was a disparity in business between the North and the South, but we were always told in every history class I always took that was the factor that made the Civil War the Civil War, was the belief of whether or not slavery should be abolished.
I was actually taught that too, but sometimes I think it was just an easier way to teach that instead of getting mm-hmm. into all the other things.
Yeah,
I'm not a historian. I don't play one on the radio. I don't play one in any form of my life.
Right.
Lloyd, what do you have to say about the history?
Oh, okay. Well, actually, the texters that are saying that the Civil War wasn't fought over slavery and stuff like that are correct. And the people who actually hate the Confederate flag are ignorant to their history. And I won't go back and say that, you know, I will try not to go over what other people have said, but people have to understand that the North did own slaves. For example, Ulysses S. Grant was a slave owner, and he later became president of the United States.
Yeah.
He gave up his slaves in 1865 after the war ended, and Lincoln wrote his Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, which was actually a year and a half after the war started. So people like this lunatic who shot up the church, there's a lot of people out there who are racist, and they do fly the Confederate flag, but they're misrepresenting the Confederate flag. I'm sorry, the Confederate flag. And they also have to understand that every single slave ship flew the American flag, not the Confederate flag. So people who actually hate the Confederate flag are ignorant to their history as far as the racists and the people who hate it because they don't understand. I understand their hatred and stuff like that, but we shouldn't stop flying something because of somebody else's ignorance.
It doesn't bother, like, if you see it displayed anywhere, mm-hmm. if you attended anything from a baseball game to a parade, if you went to a 4th of July parade and they were flying that flag, it wouldn't bother you at all?
They do, no, with the Civil War reenactment.
They do for the Civil War reenactments. I know
just
that.
So you know, I do fly the flag. I fly it on the back of my truck. It's a window screen on the entire back of the truck because I'm from Tennessee. And I'm actually kind of a Civil War historian. So because I understand what the war was fought over, for me to get rid of the Confederate flag, I fly it because it actually asks people ask me questions about it, and then I could give them a little history lessons. If we abolish that, we actually abolish our history, and people won't understand. And most people who go to school and think that they only teach it, that it was over slavery, they're actually wrong, because I have told my opinion and what I think the war is fought over to some people.
Yeah.
And actually, when they go into their history classes, they actually start paying attention. And the history teachers actually do a pretty good job. They do teach a little bit more than the background than just slavery. It was an issue, but it actually became an issue in 1863. It was a part of an issue in 1861, but it became more of an issue when he wrote the proclamation. And if you actually read the proclamation, he was actually only trying to abolish slavery in states that were aggressive towards the United States. So if you were a Southern slave, you were supposed to get rid of your slaves, but not a Northern slave owner. And Lincoln also stated that if he could win the war without ending slavery, he would do so. So there's a lot of things that he said in between the Lincoln and Douglas debate,
yeah,
saying that he wasn't pro against slavery. So, I mean, people who actually read their history and understand their history, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of ignorant people out there who are racist, and they do fly the Confederate flag. And a lot of people who see that then lean that way, and then they start hating it too. But if they do their history, they will understand. And I don't think we should abolish something just because of other people who don't understand.
And Lloyd makes a very good point here. If he is a Civil War historian, and you seem to know a lot, Lloyd, how is it bad for him to have it on the back of his truck? There's no hate behind it. Someone has texted us, which I think brings this all home. It's not about the flag. Obviously, the shooting and killing was motivated by hate.
Right.
Everyone is mentioning it was hate against the African Americans. I haven't heard anything about the hate against the Christians. This guy could have gone just about anywhere to kill African Americans, but he went to a church. Hate is the thing behind all of this.
Right.
Exactly. And if he had an American flag on the back of his truck, would people be saying right now we should abolish the American flag? Of course not. Just because one idiot who was a racist, and he probably considered that the flag and the Civil War was fought over slavery, so he did use the flag as a hate issue, but that shouldn't stop me from flying the flag.
I like the Blackhawks, so I want to fly a Hawks flag. If Lloyd likes the Civil War and is a Civil War buff, why shouldn't he be able to, in America, fly that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Lloyd, you make a lot of great points. You really do. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care.
There's no correct answer.
Well, that's exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
I don't.
You can make an argument either way, and it's going to be a pretty solid argument. You know, all I know is that there's plenty of people who see it and they're negatively affected by it because they think, as we've just mentioned, it's a representation of the old South and the slavery owning South. But then, as Lloyd pointed out, it's not necessarily what it means. But then, as he also pointed out, but there's a lot of racist people who are flying it for just that reason. Because that's what they're a fan of, you know?
I know.
So it's tricky.
I don't know what the answer is. I know that I've never flown it, and I never will.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Right.
But then to contradict myself, if you have somebody
yes.
who is proud of their German heritage and they want to fly a Nazi sign, should they be able to do it?
Even in Germany right now, if you did that in Germany, you'd have a very, very tough road ahead of you. Germany has done everything in their power to disassociate themselves with that era. I mean, like
wouldn't you?
yes, I would. But it is, I mean, in the most twisted of ways, it is a part of their heritage, but they're not looking at it that way. They're saying we have to erase
this.
Let's
get rid of this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I'm driving down the street and I saw somebody with a swastika flag, I can't even say the word,
yeah.
I would just look at that and go,
what are you thinking?
Shame on these people.
Right.
And then I'd go about my day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess everybody has a right to do what they want to do, but, you know, think carefully.
Right. Sure.
And hate is the bottom line here. I do agree with that. We have some new black listeners who've been calling us. I'd like to hear what they have to say on this and hear their point of view. 312-981-7200. Because seriously, again, I'm just Miss 708er sitting here like my opinion doesn't really matter on this.
Give us a call, give us a text, 312-981-7200. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. We have gotten into a big discussion about the Confederate flag because of Dylann Roof, who basically had hate behind it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. I guess the question we're trying to ask is, what do we do about the Confederate flag? To some, it's just a symbol of heritage in the South. To others, it represents a much deeper, darker past. So what are your thoughts on this? Let's go to the phones and texts, 312-981-7200.
Hi, Greg. Hi. I'm calling to talk about the Confederate flag. Here's my perspective. I am black. And the Confederate flag is a symbol of oppression to most black people. And for the fact that it is being flown over the state capitol, that says the state passively supports the issue for most people, especially minorities, that the state passively supports racism.
The state capitol of which state or states?
South Carolina.
Of South Carolina, okay. All right.
And from my perspective, the state capitol should not have an item such diverse and oppressive symbols to be flown over the state capitol. Put it in the museum.
Yeah.
You can't legislate for people what they do or do not display. But as a state organization, you can, by symbolism, legislate a thought process. And the flag for racists and for people that have been oppressed is offensive, plain and simple.
Greg, have you spent any time or much time in the South at all?
Yes.
So you see the...
From the South. I had an opportunity to live in the South, and I chose not to go to South Carolina for that bridge.
For that reason?
Yes.
So when you're down there and you see that flag displayed, have you ever called anybody out on it and said, hey, you got that flag, you got the Confederate flag, it makes me uncomfortable? Has that ever happened?
There's no need to go there because you're not sure what type of individual you're going to come in contact with.
Yeah, I bet.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Were you listening earlier when Lloyd called in and said he was a Civil War buff and he wants to have...
I'm a history buff also, and I understand the history of how the Confederate flag came to being and what the Civil War was about. However, for the majority of individuals, the overlying cause of the Civil War was for slavery, whether that is correct or not. It's about symbolism if you want to move forward in this country, just like the swastika.
Yep.
That's true. That's, you know, whether there were other issues involved, that's what it comes down to. That's what we're all taught.
Yeah, yeah. Greg, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Have a great week.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah, I just feel the state capitol should not be involved in that at all.
And legislators are going to take up that issue, and they're going to vote on it, and hopefully, you know.
What do you think will happen, Kim? You think they'll change it? I don't think they will.
No, I don't know. It's hard to say. Maybe after this, people will think twice because this is a horrible tragedy. So, you know, you would think maybe, unfortunately, it takes something of this magnitude to change people's minds, but you never know.
But they always say that about gun laws. There's so many things. Whenever something like this cataclysmic happens, people go, well, now finally something will change. And it doesn't really seem to. You know, you always think it would. Well, it's a slam dunk now. It never seems to be.
Yeah, you just don't know.
I just wish these senseless killings would stop. I don't know how to prevent them. Again, I bring up, you know, if you see your kid wearing crazy stuff and acting crazy, and you can tell when there's hate in someone.
What's going to happen to him? They can't put him in the general population of a prison. I mean, the prisoners will tear him apart if that happens. I'm not looking out for his well-being. I'm not a fan of Dylann Roof's, but what kind of a chance does he stand in any kind of a prison at this point?
What kind of chance did he stand anyway?
He didn't. He was a problem kid. I mean, really, everything you read about him, he was a ticking time bomb, you know? But everybody knows somebody that's a ticking time bomb, and until somebody does something terrible, you can't get arrested for just being different. I mean...
No, but I really want to know how the parents didn't jump in. Maybe he comes from a broken home. I don't know his whole background, but you just think...
Well, the dad didn't... Kim, I don't know. I don't remember all the specifics, but his dad did something where he was blaming the police and something about, I'm trying to remember the exact. I'll find the story. I read something earlier.
I'm not
in the
sure
week,
about that one.
Friday or Saturday, where his dad kind of went off and blamed everybody except his son. You know.
But see, that's denial. And I just, as a parent, you know, sometimes you have to do things for your kid because you see some trouble coming their way. As a parent, don't you try and solve that trouble?
You would hope, right?
And then we don't have this terrible thing that keeps happening?
Right. You would hope. More show ahead, including Eric Zorn of the Tribune. We'll stop by later on. It's Bill Leffen. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN.